Why are there four Gospels? When we look at the standards for evidence required by Adonai for testimony against someone for a transgression, we can relate the same standard to testimony in favor of someone. Deuteronomy chapter 19 and verse 15. One witness alone will not be sufficient to convict a person of any offense or sin of any kind. The matter will be established only if there are two or three witnesses testifying against him. Shaul, also known as Paul, uses the same standard when writing to the Corinthians in his second letter, chapter 13, verse 1. This will be the third time that I come to you. Any charge must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. Here is what Shaul says to Timothy, chapter 5, and verse 19 of his first letter. Never listen to the accusation against a leader unless it is supported by two or three witnesses. When we relate these passages to what we have received, they talk about witnessing against someone. The same standard applies when you are witnessing for someone. There are three witnesses who testify to who Yeshua is. The Gospel of Matthew authenticates Yeshua's claim as Messiah of Israel by providing eyewitness account starting with his lineage that begins with Abraham. The Gospel of Mark displays Yeshua's service to man. Note that there is no lineage because a servant's lineage is not important. The Gospel written by Luke authenticates Yeshua's claim to being sent to redeem the world, not only the Jew but also the nations. He includes his lineage starting with Adam and verifying that he is the Son of Man. The final Gospel written by Yohanan, or John, is a testimony of Adonai himself, substantiating the deity of Messiah Yeshua, and that if you have seen him, you have seen Adonai, the Father, as well. Throughout Scripture, Israel would recognize only one God. Yohanan's Gospel supports the oneness of God. Now you know why there are four Gospels. During the month of July, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, Whatever Happened to the Sabbath, to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you your copy of this message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.